fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 5th day of December, year of our Lord 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's check our break, if there's any serious breaking headlines here at Drudge Report. Not a big deal. A story about robotic taxis. Not for me. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you. We've got some longer nighttime hours, time for some study. Learn to identify, harvest, and prepare for eating wild edibles. You can probably find a class in your area to find to help you identify the wild edibles in the area that you live in. Any books you buy, they should have full-color plates, full-color photographs. Don't go on a cheap and get books with black and white drawings or black and white photographs. Spend an extra $3 or $4 or whatever it takes. The possibility of injuring yourself by eating a poisonous plant is not out of the question. You really need to know what you're doing when you go out to harvest and prepare and consume wild edibles. If you don't, you could hurt yourself or actually kill yourself. So be sure you get proper training. Be sure you get books with full color plates that you can correctly identify the wild edibles and not harvest plants that will harm you. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney has taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished, and I would say advanced, amateur archaeologist helping the country of Peru, for example, figure out what these Nazca lines really are. Accomplished author, having authored 10 books, more on the way, and weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you today?
Well, enjoying an early winter day. How about yourself, sir?
Well, yes, absolutely. But quite a few things happening today, but I wanted to comment on you're talking about getting wild plants to eat. And that's something I've done a lot of myself. But I want to caution people relative to things like mushrooms. You have to be really an expert to go into the world of fungus and mushrooms for you, that are edible, because some of them look exactly like ones that are deadly poisonous.
Right, right.
Or highly toxic.
Right. Yeah, we have stories. I know in Missouri, morel mushrooms do grow, and every year there are stories about people consuming poisonous mushrooms, thinking that they were the tasty, healthy ones. And you're absolutely right, Jim. This is you don't get a second chance. You really don't. You have to get it right the first time, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and there's a lot of other things. Just because they're nice, brightly colored berries doesn't mean they're edible.
Or, no, absolutely.
Or if you see a squirrel eating them, does not mean that you can eat them.
It's been back when I was in college. A couple of my buddies, Vietnam vets, they were doing some survival classes, and which I participated in. And I asked them about that, about harvesting and eating, living off the land. And here's what they told me. They said, John, you'll spend 90% of all your time searching for these plants and 10% preparing and eating them. It will use up every daylight hour, is what they told me. If you're going to harvest and consume enough to keep you going. I've always kept that in mind, Jim. And these were city boys who were learning how to live off the land. Granted, possibly if you grew up in that environment as an indigenous person might, it wouldn't consume all your time. But it's still, for a modern American to make that transition would not be easy, would it?
No. The other thing now is that the amount of woods and natural habitat for those kind of plants has really diminished. Let's take blueberries, or let's take, wild strawberries. You'd be hard-pressed, going down a path where there's some wild strawberries or something. You'd be hard-pressed to get a container like you'd buy in the store for like $3 to $5.
Right.
Yeah. Used to be you could get 5-gallon buckets full of blueberries all day, but people have destroyed that habitat. So, and the only people that know where these places are probably know where they can go to get them. But it's a anyway, yeah, there's a lot of issues there, but it is a good exercise. And also, I caution people that, yeah, you're probably not going to fare too well if you depend on that for survival.
Absolutely. Well, it's I would regard it as a skill that I would encourage people to get the skill and practice it enough to the point where they understand it, and maybe spend 1 weekend a year engaging in activity, keep those skills fresh in their mind. My local preparedness group, we have a class. We have a class every month, 12 months a year, and that's on our regular schedule. We have an expert that comes in to identify not only wild edibles, but herbs that can be used for medicine and health as well. But it's a good skill set to have. Hopefully it would not be a necessity, but it's a good and valuable skill set to have. Jim, I know you're probably paying some attention to the quote-unquote caravans, which I call them convoys. I saw some video yesterday, surveillance video of a man and a husband and wife from Guatemala, or it was either Guatemala or Honduras. One parent was across the wall. The other parent was dropping two children to the waiting parent on the ground on the other side, resulting in the injury requiring medical treatment of one child, the other child that wasn't determined, and all four being arrested and taken into custody. This is getting, I think it's, we have not reached the worst part of this yet. What do you think, Jim?
Well, it's obviously these people are being helped. There's been all types of analysis showing that there's no way these people could have gotten to where they went by simply walking, nor would they look like what they look like. Where do they go to the bathroom every day? Where do they eat every day? A lot of them look very fresh, and you know, you wouldn't walk 7,000 miles in flip-flops and have anything left of them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So clearly, this is a staged. I think that's the biggest thing. This is a staged event to garner, you know, sympathy from the unthinking populace of the United States.
Exactly. Well, there's been interviews with some of these folks coming from Guatemala and Honduras, and apparently they were recruited. They were recruited by people who had an agenda and had funding and told things that they, when they got to the U.S. border, they found out that they were lied to, and they're very upset with having been lied to and having been recruited by entities. You know, I personally suspect there was George Soros money behind this, and kind of generically, I'll say socialist, communist, Democrats, not knowing any specific details. But many of these people are in Tijuana now. They're upset. They're accepting employment in Mexico. They're accepting rides back to their home countries, leaving behind the ones who are there for other reasons that I believe are probably the true invasion force, the military age young men who we don't know what their true agenda is, what their training is, what their skill sets are, other than they have bad intent. Any follow up on that, Jim?
Well, exactly. Yeah, and that's they don't even know if these people are from Honduras. They don't know who they are in most cases. They've identified some of them, but the percentage of those people who are hardened criminals is going up, the percentage that, so yeah, it's a, and it did not have the effect that it was supposed to have on the midterm election. That was the real goal, and now it's just a big mess after the fact. So,
well, the timing was off. The timing was off. They got there too late to affect the midterm election. They didn't make it to the border in time, which is that's a good thing. Maybe, there might have been some divine intervention there to delay them just a few days, which is fine with me.
Well, the biggest issue is with the people in Tijuana, Mexico, who are trying to deal with this vast number of people, and they're very upset. That's probably
an
untold story, is that they have to deal with 7,000 people in a town that, you know, where the people have nothing, no food, no place to go, you know, and a lot of hardened criminals. So they're extremely worried, and rightfully so.
Well, municipal authorities. You know, Tijuana, I was there once as a boy with my family on a day trip, and more than half a century ago. I'm sure it's changed tremendously since then. But the municipal government of Tijuana is stretched to the breaking point. They do not have the resources, the financial resources, the physical resources to deal with this influx of people who don't have shelter, don't have food, need medical attention, and so forth. And I would hope that the Mexican federal government would step up to the plate and start transporting these people to places where they can get whatever medical care they need, emergency medical care, transport them back to their home countries. Apparently, they are finding employment for these people, not necessarily in Tijuana, but in Mexico in general. That's the humane thing to do would be to get these people out of the parks where they're living under tarpaulins, and get them to a humane, safe place and take the burden off the city of Tijuana. Right, Jim?
Yeah, exactly. And also send a message to other people that this doesn't work, you know. That the real victims here are the people that are real, you know, the victims. There are many victims: the people of Tijuana, the people that got conned into doing this, the Mexican government, which really let it happen and proceed until this point. And it's like very typical of Mexican government; it's reactionary. It doesn't plan ahead. The government is there primarily for the for the business opportunities of the wealthy people in Mexico, which, by the way, is changing. I don't know if you heard.
Well, we'll see. I've seen promises of change in the past. Do you think this time it's real, Jim?
I think it has the best chance I've ever seen. I lived in Mexico in 1971, in that era, in 70, 71, 72, in that era, and nothing but pure corruption.
Oh, I know. So, a friend of mine from college, my college classmate, he went to Mexico in the mid-70s, and it was about 1975 or so that he had started his own business, and that was a business of selling satellite television equipment. And he was doing great. He was just selling lots of these units. People were, his customers were happy. He was happy. He's doing great. He shows up at his office one morning, and he finds out he's no longer in business, that it was taken over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah, nationalization. That's exactly. Well, Pemex, the oil company, was taken over from the big oil conglomerates. So if they could do it to them, they could do it to anybody.
Right.
Yeah, Mexico is probably the most corrupt government, and with the most effect. It has the largest population of Latin America, probably equal to two or three of the other countries combined. And so, but there's maybe hope also that this guy can work with Trump to cure some of the big issues. But of course, the biggest issue Mexico has to deal with is the drug issue, which
money really beyond belief. Right, it's corrupted the whole country. There's about 20 families that are direct lineage descendants of the conquistadors that basically run that country as a private club, and I don't know if this change would have any impact or change on that or not, but it's been that way for centuries, Jim, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has. It's been, well, it was granted by the King of Spain, and it has all of that influence going way back. But they went there and basically raped and pillaged that country. The wealth of the European bankers came from stealing the gold and riches of the Aztecs and the Incas. Primarily, the Mayans really didn't have much in terms of gold, etc. There were some natural resources, but the real source of wealth came from the Aztecs and the Incas, where they melted it down, all of these golden artifacts. They melted it down and filled the bellies of 200-foot ships with this gold and brought it back to Spain and England. And the Netherlands and all of the other places that plundered these regions. And then the Mexican population grew immensely. It was doubling its population. When I was there in the early 70s, the Mexico City population was 10 million, which was bursting at the seams. By 10 years later, by 1980, it had doubled. And I thought it was because people were coming in from the country, and it turns out that that was literally the population doubling from birth rate, and the population in the countryside doubled, and it's been doubling ever since, in spite of a 50% mortality rate of kids under three. So lots of babies, and but Mexico has severe problems that have been just ignored, and still the plundering going on. So, yeah, what a mess right at our southern border.
It is. It is. No, let's let that issue lie here for a moment. Jim, there's a growing concern about what's going on in southern Russia there at the Ukrainian border, with Russia moving tanks up within 10 or 15 miles of the border with Ukraine, Russia capturing Ukrainian ships and sailors. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You only live twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th of December. I'm still looking to hire somebody to do marketing for me. If you're a marketing person and have the skills to do that, marketing me to do speaking engagements, get in touch with me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny, talking about various topics here. Professor McCanny's website is linked to my link page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would please, sir. Hello, Jim. Take your phone off mute.
Thanks. I was on mute. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads, where this week I'll be talking about George Bush Sr. and the news that you will not hear on the Schmooze News networks. And then my paid casts, I'm still working on the commentary regarding my work versus standard astronomical fare. And so that's an ongoing series in using analysis of my books. So that's the paid cast. That's $3.95 a month as a subscription. So all of that on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Well, Jim, the death of George W. Bush has taken over the headlines as far as broadcast news since Saturday. But all these other issues continue to be to continue to be issues. They haven't gone away. We've got some pretty reputable people expressing their concern about the possibility of war with Russia, which certainly got my attention. How about you?
Well, we should just, I guess, stay away from that. The Ukraine and Crimea and all of those issues have a long historical background. And, you know, it's just such a complicated mess. If Kerry and that crew were in, then they have a big interest in oil in those regions. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but not a good situation. I hope it just calms down.
Not at all. There's an excellent book. It's been published, I think, more than 20 years ago. It has a simple title. It is The Prize, and there was a PBS documentary based on the book. They give excellent documentation, Jim, showing the connection for more than a century of big oil interest in all the major wars for more than a century. It's a real eye-opening book and documentary to see the connection between big oil interest and world wars.
Oh yeah, it's definitely there and in the background. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is to break that monopoly, because energy is the ticket. I find it interesting that major companies are investing in alternative energy, but as I point out in my book, the dealing with the wing generator, the alternative energy industry was planned for failure from the very beginning.
Right.
That the three-blade wind generator, the stupid thing that's all over the countryside, and solar panels would never threaten to produce electricity, and certainly never produce enough that would replace oil. So you find that most of the islands in the world, which have abundant wind, are you burning number two fuel oil for electricity? How insane is that?
Right, right. Well, these islands have, how many hours a day would they have continuous dependable wind on these islands you're describing, Jim?
Oh, 24/7.
24/7.
All the time. Yeah.
Well, then they need some wing generators. So what's the current status of the wing generator project, please?
Trying to just move them into production where they're being placed in various places, and to continue to make them larger. The product line now has expanded since we talked last, maybe a week or two ago, when I last talked about this. But now there's a 10 kilowatt, 25 kilowatt, 50 kilowatt, 100 kilowatt, and 250 kilowatt. Some of them already, of course, have up and running, and some of them on the horizon. Everything is there. We just have to get the finalization of the physical architecture. The electronics are all there. So very good growth.
Outstanding. We got a bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We expect to be launching a new version of my website in about 10 days. We don't have a specific date. We're targeting the 15th as a target date, which may or may not happen. In the meantime, interesting articles at my website that are backed up by real documentation that will help you understand the world we live in, help you to be healthier, and have a better quality life, quite frankly. Part of having a better quality life is having an energy cleaner. If you go to the shop section at the top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, click on that, you'll find the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them. About half or more of Americans over age 50 have issues with arthritis. If they do, if you're one of those people or you know somebody like that, they need an energy cleaner. Everybody with arthritis gets either complete or some relief using an energy cleaner from arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Getting a great night's sleep is part of overall health. The energy cleaner will help with that as well. You can read up on it at my website. Make your decision to buy an energy cleaner, the mattress pad to go with it. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is there also. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. Don't try to contact me. You won't get me. Don't leave a message for me. Order line only. They don't take questions either, by the way. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Taking your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, there's lots of issues to be paying attention to. I agree with you. The matter involving Ukraine and Russia is incredibly complex. Ukraine has no natural defendable borders, which means they've been invaded pretty much like Poland by everybody every few generations, it seems like. But for an outsider, for a Westerner or an American, it's hard to comprehend the complexity of these matters, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, but you remember Ukraine is the breadbasket of that whole region. So there are resources involved, natural gas, et cetera. And, you know, the United States, the CIA is heavily involved in mixing things up over there. John Kerry's kid became the head of the energy consortium there after the last event. So, yeah, what a big mess. I mean, but it is all over energy and resources. That's very clear.
It is. It is. And Ukraine also has manufacturing capability to manufacture the world's largest jet aircraft, for example. I was told that became the breadbasket because Czech farmers came there more than a century ago and introduced modern farming techniques to the Ukraine, which made it become the breadbasket of Europe. They manufacture the Antonov aircraft there, the world's largest operational aircraft, for example. So it's a combination of high tech and manufacturing and agriculture. Very bright, very well educated people. Has a mild climate compared to most of that part of the world when you go north. Plenty of water and so forth. A very desirable area, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, if you had an area like that, say, sticking out of the United States, I bet the United States would be in there and taking it over also.
Possibly. So let's move on from there.
John,
go ahead, sir.
There's popping up in the news here in the so-called science news, which is more fake than the regular fake news. They're starting to come out, and these are disinformation stories which are planted. The CIA will go out and plant a group of ding-dongs that claim that Planet X is coming again in April and the end of the world and stuff. And then they counter the ding-dong story with supposed facts or Neil deGrasse Tyson or... And I want this article in space.com, which slams the idea of Nibiru, but touts the idea that NASA has discovered, allegedly through secondary means, data that might indicate there's a planet 9 out there. They don't know the orbit. They don't know anything about it. But it's not Nibiru, and it's never going to come into the solar system, etc. But this article is written by a woman named Nola Taylor Redd, who, now listen to this. She loves all things space and astronomy related and wants to learn more. She has a bachelor's degree in English and astrophysics from Agnes Scott College. Excuse me, this is who's writing for space.com. She has a degree in English in astrophysics, and she wants to learn more. She loves things related to space. Now, that's hard-hitting news.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Agnes Scott College, a private liberal arts women's college in metropolitan Atlanta, educates women to think deeply and live honorably. How about that?
So the degree, this is a new one on me, a degree in English and astrophysics. I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway, now that's our expert for all things Planet X.
NASA, well, I would look at a double major of mathematics and astrophysics, because what I tell people, Jim, is people in astronomy, they don't spend most of their time staring at images through telescopes. They spend most of their time involved in mathematics, don't they, sir?
Well, actually, most astronomers are very poor mathematicians. Really? And probably took one or two at most physics classes. And what they repeat are things they learned in a textbook regarding theory of, that's what I talk about in my paid cast a lot, is all of the so-called theories of astronomy and space science and astrophysics that couldn't possibly be true. And why?
You're touched on something important. I want to emphasize what you said here, Jim. Without a foundation in advanced mathematics and advanced physics, you're hopelessly lost and subject to the whims of people who do know these things, or at least pretend to, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, and you do not cross the line saying anything against any of this, and that's why a guy like Neil deGrasse Tyson sits there from his elevated position on the camera and can be very arrogant about how, oh, this is such silliness and everything we know is such solid science. It's just pure slop. Right. And it's not science at all. And he's the follow-up to Carl Sagan, which was the same thing, pure scientific hogwash, but exactly, presented in an arrogant manner that in the people in those communities know that their salary depends on, you know, not upsetting the apple cart. So they just go along with it. They get their paycheck. They're just trying to get to retirement where they don't have to deal with it anymore and go to their schlock around these American Geophysical Union meetings with their skinny little ties and pretend like they know something.
Amazing. We got a call on hold here. My friend and co-host, Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Tim,
are you there? Well, Tim was supposed to be
here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you are.
Tim, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, guys, I know I'm breaching the subject that you're talking about just a little bit, but if we could go back for just a minute to Ukraine, I've got some data that you may or may not be aware of. Number one. John, you remember where Mariupol is, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That place about, that little town about 7 clicks from that other place that the Soviets used to have. But anyway, tanks have showed up there overnight our time. I've seen videos. They're T-64s, completely unmarked. The soldiers manning them are not wearing any identification. They're wearing genetic camo, which anybody can get. You know, you can buy it on eBay. I think what they're doing is the little green man scenario in Crimea. Now, Mariupol is a very, very strategic port. And it's within, I would say, 4 kilometers of the forces from Luhansk, and of course Donetsk is involved with that too. This is a very provocative thing. Now, in reality, just like we knew the little green men in Crimea were Russian soldiers, we know that these guys are, Ukrainian regulars, most likely. They might be Azov Brigade. But the thing is, putting tanks that close to Russian allies and actual Russian forces, by the way, but we're not supposed to know that. It sounds to me like Poroshenko is doing his best to instigate a war, especially like right after, you know, the incident at sea here a week or two ago. And, you know, that's all I wanted to let you guys know. It's
okay.
Very, very recent news.
Right. Well, the T-64 is not state-of-the-art weaponry. It's half-century-old armor is what it is.
Right. And well, what it is armor that was left by the Soviets when the Soviet Union sort of fell in on itself, collapsed.
Well, even then it was already old. By 1989, 1990,
yeah, it was
already three decades old. I think the T-72 is a current issue tank for Russia. I'm not positive.
They've got a newer version too. I forgot the number designation, but they've also got a proven and tested, not battle proven yet, but in simulations, fully robotic tanks where there's no crew. It's all computer controlled.
Well, that there would be certainly some advantages to having that if they work as advertised. Well, Tim, well, thank you for the heads up. We appreciate that. Anything else?
All right. Nope, that's it, buddy. You guys have a good day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, in terms of flashpoints, that is certainly a flashpoint where things could spin wildly out of control. Not as bad as the Middle East, Syria. We've got American combat forces and Russian combat forces engage in combat in close proximity to each other. Jim, you may recall, late in the Obama administration, it was revealed that American generals were secretly communicating with the Russian generals in Syria to make sure that World War III didn't start. Apparently, they were violating orders to do that, but that was the right thing to do, in my opinion. What do you think?
That's just insane. Yeah, who knows what's going on and, you know, all over the world. That's one of the big problems is that, you know, the forces at work behind the scenes and counter forces and people, you know, like in that case, that's just beyond the pale. I mean, that's just amazing that people have to do those kind of things because of, you know, what's going on in Washington. And I can tell you, if the Wicked Witch of the West had been elected there, we would be long ago. We would have been in a all-out shootout with Russia.
Most likely.
And with the anti-Russian fervor that's going on, I mean, it just. But there again, the reason for that, you have to understand the higher reason for that, is to take down the United States. The whole goal here was to destroy the United States, and Trump's MAGA movement was not exactly what the bankers were planning on. So they're pulling out all the stops to destroy Trump at this point. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops.
My belief is that the Mueller investigation will conclude before the end of January. Mueller is waiting until the new Congress is sworn in, the first business day of January, and I believe he'll issue whatever final report he's going to issue. Not quite a two-year investigation, which so far has found no evidence as to the original mission statement of collusion between the Trump election campaign and the Russians. None whatsoever. I met General Mike Flynn's brother when I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, and it was revealed publicly that Mueller's not going to ask for any jail time. If you read what General Flynn pled guilty to, it once again had no relationship whatsoever to involvement in the Trump campaign and the Russians. In fact, General Flynn lied about doing, he apparently lied or forgot about or misspoke himself about doing things he was supposed to be doing, which is after the election was over, communicating with the Russians, which that's what he was supposed to do. And that's normal and the right thing to do, is to communicate with the major powers when that transition begins after the election, which has no bearing, no connection whatsoever to what took place before the election. So hopefully that'll be behind us, and the Mueller investigation will end up costing the taxpayer many millions of dollars, and have convictions of men who had no connection to Russia before the election. And the author, Jerome Corsi, is standing up and refusing to plead guilty for forgetting that he sent emails, which is what they wanted to plead guilty to. So I say, good for you, Jerome Corsi. What do you think, Jim?
Well, yeah, and it's just silliness at this point. It gives the fake news, CNN, and other people something to beat their drum about. And you know, that's they do capture a certain segment of the American population. But that's all it is beating the drum.
That's right. Headlines and with no substance. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm right there.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, we got our last caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
You guys were talking about astronomical stuff earlier, and I have a pet hobby horse or a favorite axe to grind about the Planet X thing, not with you guys per se, but with the fact that there's so many people, when talking about the multiple names for this thing, Planet X, Planet 9, Nibiru, Herculibus, etc., they incorrectly include the biblical wormwood in that list. Now, there is no way that the object mentioned named wormwood from the book of Revelation is Planet X, okay? Planet X is a large celestial body, possibly a red or brown dwarf or whatever. It is exceptionally large and excessively massive, and its passage could have great effects on the Earth. But wormwood is not such a thing. If Planet X hit the Earth would be destroyed and knocked out of its orbit and everything else. Wormwood is a celestial object. It could be an object that trails along in the tail of a passing Planet X or something like that, but it is much smaller. It strikes the Earth and poisons the waters, okay? The wormwood strikes the Earth. Okay.
Let me stop.
Thank you, Glenn. We're almost out of time. Jim, go ahead and get a response in, please.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he's getting all this, but that was complete nonsense.
This is hypothetical, Jim. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying in the scenarios they're painting, the book of Revelation, the object known as wormwood strikes the earth and poisons the waters of the earth.
It doesn't say anywhere that it strikes the earth.
An object like a burning mountain falls into the sea, Jim. I have a BA in biblical studies. Read you're always chiding everyone. Read the book, Jim. It hits the earth. It falls into the ocean. An object like a burning mountain falls into the sea and poisons the waters of the earth. It strikes the earth. Wormwood is not planet.
Yeah, well, if you read closely, it is the meteor streams and many objects, yes, do as a subsequent effect fall to Earth. The shower of brimstone and fire, that's right. Stuff falling from the heavens. Yes.
We're out of time. There's no more time to discuss this.
Okay,
and it may be next week. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Talk to you next week. See you, John.
Jim, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc.
See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.